Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Is there ever a safe way to text while driving? Technology might make it so.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. While we can never escape the internet, that much is clear. And rarely is this more evident than when we're driving. We want to look, we shouldn't, we kind of do, but don't. Well, there may be a device that can help such matters. It's called the NavD, and it's a gadget that hangs out on your car's dashboard, projecting maps, songs, tweets, and other smartphone app info out into the road ahead in a very futuristic way. Let's get the very latest on this. Joining us now is personal tech columnist for the Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
So I have one of those mobile dashboard holders. It's a complete disaster. My phone falls out. I have to clear away the wireless internet pop-ups all the time. So I imagine this device is a major step up from that.
Yeah. The studies that have been done of distracted driving show that anytime that you have to take your eyes off the road and look down or over at a phone, press some buttons, try to interact with it, you are putting yourself and people around you in danger. So imagine what it would be like if you could have some or maybe even all of that stuff from your phone literally in your line of sight. So it looks kind of like it's floating out on the road in front of you.
And what's fascinating to me is how futuristic it is because, and you noted in your article, it's kind of like a hologram, right? And it actually reads your hand movements. Can you walk us through how those elements work?
Yeah, I mean, so two things that are impressive about the technology in the NavD, even though it raises some other interesting questions. The impressive parts are, one, that display. So it does kind of look like a hologram, and you'd think, how on earth can this work? Like if you're like driving into the sunset or and you've got light facing straight towards you. And I was actually just doing that a little earlier today. And this thing is still bright. It's actually 40 times brighter than most cell phone screens.
Oh.
So it really is still visible, and it adjusts itself. If you're at night, it makes itself a little bit less bright. So that part really works. Now, another challenge technologically that it has is, so if you can't sort of touch the display, right, because it's just kind of floating out there, how do you interact with this technology? There's not a keyboard there. So one of the things they developed that's kind of cool and makes you feel very futuristic using is there's a tiny camera on the device that's pointed at you. So if it brings up something, let's say I just got a text message from you, I could wave my hand through the air and it sees that, and that's what pulls up the message and tells it to read aloud. So they've sort of created this new kind of gesture-based way of interacting with your car, which allows you to, I mean, you do have to take your one hand off the steering wheel for a quick moment, but you don't have to look away to do it. So that part is fascinating, and for what it does, works pretty well. Other interactions, though, get a lot more complicated, and this is where the device starts to fall apart a little bit. It comes with a button, kind of like a click wheel on an old iPod, that you attach to your steering wheel, and you can use that to kind of go through menus or pull up your music and that kind of thing. And I found that a lot more, and although my hand could stay on the wheel and use it, I found it a lot more nervous-making to use, to look through menus while I was driving and that kind of thing. And then it still relies on an app being running on your phone to do things like put in an address that you want to go to for the map.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with the menus or with your voice yet.
That's really interesting. Now, is it usable with most cars?
One of the great things about NavD is that it is actually designed for older cars. Pretty much every vehicle built after 1996 has this kind of port that's often hidden underneath the steering wheel. It plugs into that, and from there it gets power and also gets some information about your car. It knows how fast the car is going and many models, other things as well, like how much gas you got left.
Wow. So this seems like an important first step in the future of just driving cars. Now, obviously, you know, the ultimate goal there is autonomous driving. But do you think that this is sort of what's in between those two, like where we are now and self-driving cars?
It definitely feels like a bridge, and many bridges are, of course, technologically kind of slightly awkward, right? Mm-hmm. And the challenge that NAVD faces and that all these kinds of devices face is that, so they don't run the car, they're not made by the car yet, and they don't own the phone because the phone companies aren't making cars yet either. So they have to actually bridge these two other things, a car and a phone, and it can be difficult to be in the middle, right? If you don't own the phone, that means you can't sort of summon the full intelligence of the phone for things like, you know, just pulling up maps when you need them or whatnot. And you have to kind of adjust to what things like iOS allow you to access. And then on the car side, you know, if it's not your car, you know, you can plug into systems, but it creates a little bit more work and a little bit more chances that something might fail in the process for things like connecting into the audio system. It's an interesting bridge, and definitely folks who are kind of first adopters and or maybe people who just spend a lot of time in their cars and sort of feel the urge to sort of work while they're driving or stuck in traffic may be attracted to this. But for everyone else, I think it still needs a bit more refinement before it's kind of the driving experience that we expect.
Very good. So last question, you know, there's obviously a lot going on there. Does that reflect in the price tag?
Yeah, a lot of technology. There's cameras, there's projectors, there's displays, you name it. And this thing is $800, mm-hmm. a price that, when I say it to many people, causes them to gasp. When NAVD first went on presale, and they were kind of a, you know, presale darling, they sold like 20,000 of them for far less, for only $300. Mm-hmm. So this price is nearly triple that. Their response to it is, listen, if you bought a new car that had the upgrade package with a built-in heads-up display, which probably wouldn't do as much, would probably just give you the speed and maybe a couple other things, that would cost you well over $1,000. So they sort of are playing it as a savings, if you will. And if we think about it, back in the day, in the early days of GPSs for cars that you would stick on the dashboard, those were also very expensive.
That's true, yeah.
So, and they've obviously become much cheaper and much more standard. So I think it's really early days for this head-up display tech in cars, but it does feel like it's a direction we're headed.
Very good. Jeffrey Fowler, thank you as always.
You bet.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Jeff Fowler. He is the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist based in San Francisco. He is always covering the latest gadgets. He's got some great insights, some great videos up at WSJ.com, so please make sure you check that out. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.